Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
They're not going to the Super Bowl, Glenn. I told you. The Patriots are not going to the Super Bowl.
Well, Tom, has it hit you yet?
See, I don't know the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl either.
Which part?
I'm going to take something back because they are no longer the team to beat the AFC.
Has it hit you yet that you're actually going back?
They're not capable on the road.
He looks old.
We got no skill players.
Look at that receiving core. Bust.
Shuts down. Philip Dorsett.
Has been.
Edelman's got it again.
Don't knows.
Gronk turns around, makes the catch.
This is not a Super Bowl winning roster.
The only person going to Atlanta is me, and I'm going there for the taste of the NFL.
Everything changed. Sorry. Yeah, you can call me what you want.
Two-week loop.
Why should anybody believe in them on the road? I'll say it. You still suck on the road. Am I incorrect? Somebody want to correct me?
Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
Thank you.
Right now.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Idiot. You blow it. You're wrong.
Okay. Unbelievable game. We have talked about it over and over, and we'll continue to talk about it for a while, and then we'll kind of gear up to what the LA Rams present. But you couldn't ask for a better football game. We've picked up nine critical plays in which the game could have turned on that specific play or call. Unbelievable. And then on top of that, I'm not sure the Patriots have had a bigger win in the postseason, minus the Super Bowl games. The only other one I can think of is in San Diego, where the Chargers were a better team in 06, and they won that game, and it took a miraculous play where Troy Brown went from offense to defense, ripped the ball back after the interception. This is the second-best one to me. I can't think
this
of another
the
one.
Second-best one.
Yes, where? Philly, Pittsburgh, they kind of controlled that team, the Steelers, right? Brady had a lot of great success over that team. Where? What do you want to pick? The Tim Tebow game? You want to pick that one? Yeah.
The Pittsburgh game is the one Bledsoe came in, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Bledsoe came in one of those Pittsburgh games.
No,
that is correct.
But this game, I think, was better. I mean, that was a huge win.
Yes.
Right? But this game was better.
No, it's the best game I've ever seen. And not, I don't even think it's close because all these.
You know what you're a victim of?
I'm not a victim of the moment because I'm including Michigan, Colorado, 1994. That was a game. That was a game. Right. That was our own.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Fine.
Thanks.
I'm fine. That's fine. We don't have to talk about it. But it was, and just the because there's always a bunch of craziness that happens. Right? There's always like great individual efforts, but the kookiness and the crazy plays that was happening in this game in such a short period of time. Like there really wasn't anything crazy in the first half. It was pretty much.
Christian, it was 17-14 with 8 minutes to go in the game. 17-14, 8 minutes
that's
to go,
what,
and
I mean.
It ended 37-31.
That's my point.
That's
I'm saying you take that into account. It was just. It was crazy.
No, then it was back and forth. It was the old master, the old man, going out there, marching his team down the field, and then the young kid gets his opportunity. He marches him down the field.
He had 39 seconds
left.
Kid got
a field goal with 39 seconds.
I don't know. I'm sitting there going. He's going down. There was not one sign that he looked like he was rattled or he wasn't going to be able to get the job done.
I thought he was rattled earlier in the game. I thought as the game began, I thought he was a little bit rattled. Being on the sideline all that time.
Honestly, you got to the point where
you couldn't tell by looking at him just sitting there.
That Damian Williams touchdown where he ran it in before the Patriots came down and scored, and then they came down and tied with the field goal. But it was like probably 2:38 or something like that. And tell me you weren't sitting there saying, okay, are they going to just. Are they going to just let him walk in, get the ball back so you can get 2.5 minutes so you can drive down the field? You know, you start thinking those things again because I've never seen, like, you know, football fans want teams to just let them score more than in football, right? They're always, like, thinking that. Oh, just let them score so we can hurry up and get the ball back.
Yeah, you're starting to look at the clock. You're looking at the amount of timeouts. And you're looking at, and especially in regulation, like, wait a second. You're like, okay, good.
They stuff them on first down. They get the 2-minute warning. Then they stuff them on second down. You got to call timeout. They may have to burn another one. And now you get the ball back with 1:20 to go, down 4. No timeouts. So they ran it right in. You went right down the field. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then just the way you were even just, you know, monitoring the clock and the timeouts based on what they were doing, how they were moving, and even in regulation, like you're sitting there going, okay, Brady, they go down, they scored. Like, wait a second. Way too soon. Way too soon. Like, it's somehow, but you still only left 39 seconds. That's it. And then they go and kick a field goal, and yet you still get the ball back. So you're thinking, okay, maybe desperado. Maybe a kickoff return, desperado.
No.
I mean, because you still had time left on the clock. It was a little too far away, but still.
See, I'll give you the other one, why I think it was such an incredible win and the greatest one they've had playoff-wise, is that we didn't see any of this. I know you asked the question to Bill, and people will hear it coming up in this hour, but Bill seemed to think that they had done similar stuff on the road during this past season.
Chicago.
That was it. And that even was Chicago, it. You're right.
He mentioned Green Bay.
Green Bay, Minnesota. Home game.
Minnesota, home games, but home games.
Big home games.
They were good teams. They were good team at
good
home.
Win.
If they did the same thing against Kansas City and we had the same outcome at home, we might look at it and say it was an entertaining game, a great game, but I'm not sure I would look at it and say, you know, that the Patriots had to move mountains
How many times in the past have you said, okay, for like, say, mid-November to mid-December, this team went 2-3? Because they did.
Once.
They did.
Yeah.
You know, and usually we always say they're playing the best football at Thanksgiving. You know who you are. You know, that's why they dominate the month of December. Well, for 5 weeks, mid-November to mid-December, they went 2-3.
Well, you find out in week 19 now, Lou. It's week 19.
Apparently, we're going to find it week 18.
But that's why it was so special. And now, of course, the expectations all change, don't they? Got to win the Super Bowl now.
I don't.
Well, now you're the favorite.
How would you even?
You're the favorite now. You got to win.
Has the line come out yet?
Yes,
sure it has.
The line. Yeah, I tell you what. It started at 2.5, and it dropped to 2.
No. The line actually started at the Patriots getting a point or a point and a half.
Oh, see, he's on top of this. He was.
It opened up. It opened up at New England.
I was watching it on the board.
Plus one, I think, or 1.5, and now it's minus 2. I mean, it flipped quick.
That money's flying
it
already.
It flipped quick.
You wouldn't. Yeah. I can't even sit there. You look at how the Rams won that game. Did not deserve to win that game. And this is not spilt milk, sour grapes, whatever. Oh. They got hosed. They got completely screwed in that game. So, all right, so fine. They're playing in the Super Bowl. Can't take it back. Can't go back in time. But there's no way anybody's picking against the Patriots, right? Christian, after the last 2 weeks, what you've seen them do?
No. I think it's hard to. I think the game plan, they're too good at this, and they take advantage of teams. They pick apart
but
teams.
Sean McVay.
I mean, I was surprised.
He's so smart.
I felt like it turned this week. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, when you start watching the pregame and they do all their picks, it was a lot of Chargers week one.
Yeah.
This week, I felt like, you know, it was a lot of Patriots.
Yeah. They were afraid. They're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's a lot of former players. Whatever. Yeah. Who was all these panels? They're like, you know, I just can't, I can't pick against them.
Yeah.
I think, which is the week they could have very easily.
So if I take you back.
Kansas City at home, Patriots on the road, they're a different team. But instead it flipped. People were taking the Pats early.
So if I take you back 9 days, there were a lot of people, as you just said, Lou, including Lou, who thought that the Chargers would beat the New England Patriots.
Yep.
Okay. That would be at the end of their season. Okay. And if I had told you at that time that not only are the Patriots going to the Super Bowl, but the Patriots are going to be favored against any one of these NFC teams.
Yeah,
you'd say you're crazy because guess what? 10 days ago, we were all sitting here saying, the NFC's going to win the Super Bowl, right? That's what people were saying. And suddenly this whole thing is flipped based on what you saw last weekend and what you saw this weekend.
I'm like Neo. Like, we can see it.
I can say I saw it.
Remember that guy. All right. We'll take a few more of these phone calls, then we'll get to Bill Belichick. Here's J.D. in NH. That would be New Hampshire, I guess. J.D. J.D.
Hello.
Hey. Yo, go ahead. Speak up, brother.
Okay. All right. Say goodbye.
Not going so good. Ron is in Falmouth. Hi, Ron.
Hi, fellas. Love this show. If you think it's cold there, you should feel this wind blowing in off the ocean on the Cape here.
Yeah, no desire.
But as a former high school and college official, I did have some thoughts yesterday. I can understand people's frustration with both games. But the calls that bothered me the most were in the Patriots game. There are a couple of them. One was the roughing the quarterback call, which favored Brady.
Terrible call.
But the rule of officiating, if you don't see it, it didn't happen. You can't call it. And the fellow who made the call was behind Brady and saw that hand come down, and I think he just assumed to hit Brady's helmet.
I agree with you.
And from the other side, that would be very frustrating to see that call. The only hand on Brady all day, really, and they call a penalty. But the call that bothered me the most was the delay of game call against the Patriots. where the official referee's holding up the game.
Yeah.
And as soon as he retreats into the offensive backfield, he calls a delay of game.
Yeah.
Ludicrous.
Yeah, that one is, and apparently they had 12 men in the field still. So they did the whole, we're going to go for it. Nope, special teams runs on. And, you know, then next thing you know, Chiefs guys are running off and on the field. They actually still had 12 guys on, but they weren't allowed to snap it to get the extra man in the field. Until the ref steps away from the ball, he steps away, and they call delay a game.
Yeah,
it's
that
like,
was a mess.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, historically, we used to have a ready-for-play call. As the referee retreats, he raises his hand, pulls it down, blows his whistle, and there's a ready. And then the 25-second clock starts. They did away with it, and I think that was a big mistake.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That was a mess during that period. Let's get back to J.D. He's on the line now. Go ahead, J.D., make your point.
Hey, sorry about that. I got a quick couple points. I want to agree with Dale on this one. That I think this is the biggest postseason win maybe in history.
Good job, Dale.
The Super Bowls outside of the Rams. Oh, sorry. This is Glenn, not Dale. I got, sorry about that.
It sounds so alike.
You know, anyways, I think that was the biggest playoff win they've had besides maybe that Rams Super Bowl. You know,
stop it.
High-flying offense. No, I really do. I mean, how many people thought they'd win this game 2 weeks ago? How many people thought they'd be here?
Well, I'm not going to. You tell me you're going to put this. You're going to put this game over that Seattle Super Bowl or coming back down 28-3 to Atlanta?
I'm not. Minus the Super Bowls. I'm eliminating the Super Bowls, J.D., because there are two Super Bowls, and you're right. You could take the 0-1. All of the Super Bowls have been phenomenal. So, no, let's put those out. The playoff games, divisional, wild card divisional, or conference championship games, this is the best and the most meaningful because there was so much going against them.
Right. Okay. My other point is, I think Sonny Michel, I don't know if you guys have been necessarily hard of him, but everyone on your other shows have been. I think the guy deserves respect. I mean, it's pretty clear this team's a lot better when he's on the football field. And my last point is, I called up after the Tennessee game, told you guys they were going to go to the Super Bowl, still no team in the AFC could beat
them. But you were just doing a rah-rah thing. But you're doing a rah-rah thing. And I get it. I understand it. You're a fan and you want them to win. But there's no way you come out of that Tennessee game and say, aha, I see the light now. I'm watching this game. They're getting the crap beat out of them. Guess what? They're going to the Super Bowl, baby! Unless you just raves in the pom-poms. And I know people are calling up, and you probably did that. Some people probably did that. But you can't tell me that you were sitting there as a logical, rational fan watching the Tennessee game and said, aha, this is it.
Yeah, that's when when the light went on.
I see it now! They're going to the Super Bowl.
And going to Sonny Michel, you know, and it's...
He sucks and he blows.
No, I do think that he needs to catch the football. You know, I think that can keep him on the field, like what Burkhead was. But, you know, you could talk all you want about how he's been very good for them this year, obviously. We know that, right?
Yeah.
But Rex Burkhead was pretty good for them in this game as well.
Mm-hmm.
The kid Damian Williams, he was pretty good for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was up here in March, apparently. Jim, talking about that?
Yeah, he was.
Up here in March. Yeah. He left here without a contract.
Free agent.
He went down. So, you know, you could have also signed him up here in March, you know, and maybe drafted somebody else in the first round. And had that guy run the football for you as well, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, he's a good player. There's no doubt that he's a good player. The debate will always be, is he a first-round running back? Or should you take running backs in the first round? That's the debate. Is he good? Yes. Yes, he is. But I think he needs to be more of a third-down back so you can keep him out there instead of Burkhead because he's a threat to catch the ball.
Hopefully that will come from, you know, with time. Either that or he's just phony Michelle, one or the other,
we'll
right?
See.
That's another one. I love it. All right, quick break. We're right back at you live down here in Foxborough.
Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
That wasn't even my guy. You know, like, I just seen him open and I ran and I just didn't stop and I just hit him. Oh, man, they was talking trash on the sideline to me, telling me that was dirty hit and all that. The referee said the ball, like, got tipped a little bit, and so it was a legal play. When he released it, it got tipped a little bit, so I have the authority to hit him if the ball is in the air. Initially, I didn't think that he even tipped the ball because I couldn't even look at the quarterback at that time. I'm too busy running to my guy. When I see his hands go up, that means the ball was close by and I can hit him. I just made sure I hit the person with the ball that was open. In my mind, yes, I thought I was going to get flagged for that split second. And then I got up, and they said incomplete, and then I seen the crowd go crazy, and I said, okay, good.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, that's just pure stupidity, and yet I saw some of the L.A. writers are writing about it. Nick L. Roby Coleman, he's the one that should have got flagged for one of two different things. But they're saying he's such a naive kid. Nice kid. Really nice kid.
That's
wonderful
kid. That's what
kid.
They're saying, huh?
Naive.
That's what people are saying
naive.
About him. I tell you what.
So in other words, you rob the bank, you go in there and you take all the cash, and then you come out and the next day they come up to you and they say, hey, what happened to
here's
you? Hey, I saw the cash there and I figured I could put it in my bag and I get in my car.
I love it when Ordway goes into Ordway
exactly.
Boys. That's really
took
fun.
All the cash.
Here's the thing, though.
When you have the authority to hit him if the ball is in the air.
I have authority.
He has the authority. When you watch the play over again, it usually goes, it wasn't that bad, but it's worse.
Awful.
It's worse.
Awful.
And I don't understand how. Okay, let's just say you don't call pass interference. That is head to head, helmet to helmet contact all day long. All day long.
Wasn't that an
the
emphasis?
The ball's not even close.
Wasn't that an emphasis in the league to protect safety?
It was for like 5 weeks.
Oh.
So was sacking the quarterback. 5 weeks.
See,
everything's in spurts with the NFL.
I think they were more interested in, let's not be the one that gets involved in the outcome of this game. We won't call anything.
But I just made sure I hit the person with the ball that was open.
But when you do that, you put yourself right in that position of being involved in it. And that's exactly what happened here. So Bill Vinovich was the official in this game. He was the referee. So somebody went out there and photoshopped this picture with Todd Gurley swapping jerseys the way he does with other players with the referee Bill Vinovich. And all of us that looked at it said, it's photoshopped. Obviously, that's what it is. It has gone viral. And, of course, Mike Francesa apparently doesn't understand how this Photoshop stuff. And listen.
I gave you the referee's name who ran the group and who said to the pool reporter, that it was a judgment call, and he wasn't even sure what call they were talking about. If you were the referee of that game, and you didn't realize you had a problem on your hands, and that is your honest statement, you should be fired. You should never have another jersey, whether you exchange them with players before the game, which should be an outrageous thing to begin with.
No way
should an official be exchanging jerseys with a player before a game. That's such a bad thing to do. Number one. Number two, they have to stay distant from the players.
I don't believe this.
Is this written?
That's all right.
Honestly, I know. I do not believe this is real. Somebody has gotten to him and say, listen, you got to keep playing up the stupid, crap.
So he calls the protection and he says, blood.
So somebody finally got to him and said, hey, Mike. It's fake.
The Gurley Vinovich picture is not real. That was posted by Gurley, I guess, but it was not real. Thank God at least that wasn't true. So they didn't exchange jerseys, which I'm thankful for that.
Thankful.
Even know what to say to him.
Gurley Vinovich picture is not real.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for updating us and keeping us in the loop. We were all nervous. I felt the same way about it when I saw it. So how could he do this?
The Gurley Vinovich picture is not real.
What a dope. Man, we're going to have some fun.
Official be exchanging jerseys with a player.
Not true. So first you have the Red Sox beating up on the Dodgers.
Boston, here we go.
I don't know if it's going to be the whole, I don't think the Celtics,
can
the
you
Lakers
imagine
are going
to
have
the Celtics
time.
Were doing what you kind of expected them to do, what we thought they were going to do, and if they walked to the NBA Finals or got there.
And played the Lakers?
Even just Golden State. Let's just keep it in Cali. But
well,
if the Celtics made it to the NBA Finals, which I guess is a chance.
That's still Marcus Smart getting thrown out of games.
Now you're talking about the Sox, the Pats, and then the Celtics.
You're getting gluttonous.
The Bruins can figure it out.
We're really getting
gluttonous. What are you getting? Here's the thing. Nobody's getting. We've been fat, and it's about time to slaughter us.
It is bad. It is bad. And the worst part about it is it's not going away. And I think they're starting to realize that nationally, some of these media people that are getting on there, they're sitting there going, I'm not sure this thing is over yet. It's not over. They can retool next year. They could be better next year than they were this past year.
Oh, I agree. And you know, because they have one guy, Julian Edelman, under contract, right, as far as wide receivers go. Well, if you look at this team and say, okay, where are the upgrades? Well, okay, what if you go out and you sign a Golden Tate? You know, what if you go out and you add a wide receiver here? You know, maybe Gronk does come back. We don't know. Trey Flowers is the big one. But, no, there's a good chance this team will actually be even better. They could be better next year. Which I think would piss off everybody. I saw a stat, I think, since 2001, right? The Patriots win that thing. I think 17 finals? 17 in the city of Boston.
Unbelievable.
Celtics a couple, Bruins a couple, Sox four, and the Pats nine.
We started to get the calls last night after the game. Brady's going to win the Super Bowl, and then he's going to retire and walk away. Wow. I think there's zero chance of that happening. Zero.
Not even close. No, he won't be at OTAs, though. Yeah. He will not be at OTAs. No. You know what? He will stay away from OTAs, and no one will say a word.
Enjoy your time off, Tom.
I would say more people will probably, you know what?
Bill may cancel OTAs. He may say,
Everybody
should miss
the seasons. Well, think about it.
Rookie camp.
Think how much offseason you're losing because you keep going to the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's 4 weeks. 4 weeks of your offseason. You can't go anywhere. You're still beat up.
Think about it. Brady's played, on top of all these years he's played, it's like 2.5 more seasons,
yeah,
correct?
It's insane. And
I'm still stunned at going back.
2.5 more seasons.
I am. I'm still stunned.
We all are.
And, but you know, here's the one thing they're going to try to play up.
Shut up.
But here's the one thing they're going to try to play up in the next 2 weeks. Do you guys look at this as like a rematch?
No.
There's not many rematches 18 years later. You know, 17, 18 years later. Like, Tom's the only guy left. And Bill, like, it would be different if it was like, you know, 4 years later or something. You had like your rematch of a big Super Bowl. But back in 2001, they weren't even in L.A. They were in St. Louis. I have no emotional feeling whatsoever about a rematch between these two organizations.
You know, Marshall Faulk's not going to bring this up.
Back in New Orleans, they watched our film, so
where is Faulk?
Some more of them.
You're going to bring it all
where
up.
Where is Marshall Faulk?
Eric Dickerson, can we please get Eric Dickerson on? I mean, yeah. I guess if I want to have a wish list, we should all have a wish list, right? Pick one person that you want on the show.
Shannon Sharp.
Who you? Rob Parker? That's your wish list?
They really?
I want to give the kid a trip to, no, free trip to Mexico.
That one's easy.
What's wrong?
I got Eric Dickerson. He's got to explain
Buenos
it.
Dias.
And he can't sit there and take a back seat. Well, I was just kidding. No, you were serious.
I mean, are we going to have like our annual Marshall Faulk interview?
Nah.
Facts. These are facts.
No, he's... He doesn't play.
I can care less.
He got tied up in that whole.
He won't even be there. He got tied up in that whole, like, you know, makeup girl.
You can't criticize facts.
I want to focus on Aqib Talib, though.
He's
for
in
the next
rehab.
Couple weeks.
Talib would
every
be a nice
time
one.
He opens his mouth, I want to hear it.
I'd say right now, okay, who's going to be arrested for something?
Tom Brady throw bombs. He on my team. Hey, man.
Somebody always gets arrested. Somebody always gets caught doing something that they're not supposed to be doing.
How about this? Let's play this game. Who does Bill bench this year in the Super Bowl?
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do that now. Want to do that now? Man,
we'll
I need some time. I need some time to think about this one.
We'll save it.
All right.
Prop bets. That should be a prop bet.
If you miss Bill Belichick.
I'm not even kidding.
If you miss Bill Belichick earlier in the program.
Love is crying at the anthem.
Yeah.
You will hear it. Coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.